Legislature, they had their own court system, they certainly had their own educational system, and the Jews were very influential in commerce and in trading and shipping. And because of all of that, the head of the exile, the exilarch, had a great deal of power. He had the power of patronage, he had the power of punishment, he had the power of taxation, which are all important governmental powers. And therefore, this position was never free from what we euphemistically call politics. It was never free from controversy. It was never free from difficulties. And the truth of the matter is that in order for the position to work, it required a super person, at least Rabbi Wein, senior. An ordinary person would be broken by the job because of the conflicting demands and pressures. Now, the Jewish people were fortunate enough that 50-60% of the time, perhaps even 70% of the time, they had such super people. And therefore, the Jewish community flourished and prospered. He was diplomatically able to hold off the pagan authorities. He was able to control the internal divisions within the Jewish people. The Jewish people are a terribly fractious people. There are free people who are always bent upon showing their freedom. And that's the way we are. We haven't changed much over the thousands of years. Stubborn people. It's a hard people to govern. What did Weizmann tell Truman when he first visited him? There's two great stories. Weizmann came in 48 and he presented the traditional gift of to a head of a state in Eastern European Jewry was a Sefer Torah. Was to give a scroll of the Torah. So he gave Truman a Sefer Torah. And Truman was taken aback. Apparently his protocol officer hadn't warned him, you know. And he took it in his hands. He didn't know how to hold it. And he said, gee, I always wanted one of these. If you want to see, you got to hear Harry would say it. In the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, the Torah is on display. There's a special ark that they made for it. It's very interesting. There's a special ark they made for it, and then the Torah is on display as a gift of Weizmann and the State of Israel. But the second story is that Truman asked Weizmann, he said, Mr. President, he said, how does it feel to be president? And Weizmann said to him, he said, I have a more difficult job than you. He said, you're a president over 180 million citizens and I'm a president over 3 million presidents. Which is the truth when you think about it. The Jewish people are not easily governable. They are not a malleable people. And because of that, the Reish Galusa required an enormous amount of talent, of patience, of wisdom, and of good luck. God had to help him. We will see that the 40% of the time when they had ordinary people or just better than average people are going to have problems. And the problems will usually come because of the fact that the structure of the community had a parallel government to the exilarch. The parallel government was the Gaon, was the religious head of the community. So the division on paper, in theory, was perfect. One man was in charge of the religious life of the people, and the other man was in charge of the temporal, of the political, of the usual life, everyday life of the people. But as we know, the thing overlaps. It is sometimes difficult to draw the line. It is hard to say where the religious life ends and the mercantile life begins. It's hard to say what is political and what is theological, especially amongst the people of Israel. And therefore, again, in order for the system to work, You needed a super person to be the God.